Shir Samach Aleph and Bava Basra continued. Aleph Nissan Hetav Shin Mem March 18th, 1980 on Tuesday continued.
Shimon decides to to 24 kings, then Reuben can be forced to remove the mission. So according to Abaye, if Shimon doesn't have barrenness yet, so Reuben can plant harder. And even though later on, Shimon decides to set up barren, Reuben cannot be forced to pluck out harder. According to Reuben, so it would really mean that as long as Reuben does not have any barren, and so that Reuben can plant harder. But the moment Reuben in the future decides to set up barren, Reuben can be forced. The moment Shimon later decides to set up Levin, so Reuben can be forced through this by Shimon to block our heart. That's the machleket between Abaye and Reuben. But even according to the Rimigash, there is still a difference between Beir and Adam. So by Adam Azikin, Reuben says that the Mishnah is not allowed to be Seder. What does it mean he's not allowed to be Seder? He's not allowed to be Seder means that he can be Seder. But he takes the risk that if and when the second one will plant, you're okay, so you have to remove the mission. You'll have to remove the mission. But he can, right now, so he can maintain the mission until Shimon plants your case. Mashon came by Beir, so according to Ove, he cannot even dig a Beir right now and tell Shimon, when you decide to be Beir, so then I will fill up my Beir, because then it will be in the Rubish in Dochniske. Because when you dig a Beir, so you already undermine the land. So it's not something that can be rectified. So in connection with Beir, so Rabbi Shimon means that the Rishin has to be Malachit Vitrochim before he wants to dig a Beir. And we cannot say, I'll dig a Beir near the border, and then when you Shimon decide to dig a Beir, then I'll fill up like I'll plant my Beir. Because the moment he digs a Beir near the border, he'll do irretrievable damage. So the Meir, according to Rabbi, in case of Beir, because of Kolmoro Moret, Martis Lare, so the Meir Reuben is not allowed to be saying the Chishin, even if he's ready to fill up the Beir. Later on, Mashiachim in Adam Azikim, so according to Rabbi, the Chishin is not allowed to be saying it. What does it mean? He can be saying it, but he has to assume the burden of removing that Mazik once the second one maintains the Yad. Once the second one maintains the Amisa. Now, so for Thursday, now we spent a lot of time, because I want to go over inside. So for Thursday, now it's very easy Gemara, there is no reason as to why you shouldn't be ready, and the whole Gemara up to that whole of the whole Gemara.
Vav Nisan Hetov Shin Mem, March 23, 1980, on Sunday.
So that was their practice. They used to soak the laundry in one pool just to soak it. And they didn't do any rubbing, any washing. They just had it soaked. So, but then after that, after they had it soaked for a day or two in water, they used then in another pool, they used to rub and wash, and the washing involved a lot of splashing. So Ramachan says, no, I'm hunting. So three walking is enough. Because there was no splashing involved in the Mahamsa. I was not there was a lot of splashing, does happen. ארנדים, פרחה שקיפסים, שפשי כיבור, לדבובים, מתיח שמיים, ניתים ונרוכים, ואספרשים, פמידיסטנס, צורך להרחי לעולם. Keiner Wort, die Brecher der Kürze der Ulam, von Anfang an die Trochi, der Ulam, Schmamm und Ogi der Ulam. So, from the place where it was just soaked, so in the fire of the Trochi, from the place where there was rubbing and washing and splashing, we require a copy of the Ulam. Wie geht rum mit uns? Nein, wir werden das nicht mehr vorher. Was haben wir aber am Ende, sondern wir haben auch wohl die Kasche. Kamen am Hamzen, so ist die Woche. Kamen in Adien, so da dann. Da fliegt in Adien, was er weg, die Milchi, ist was am Hamzen, okay, so die muss vorher. So die Lüge, der Wurst am Mischte liegt. Der Wurst am Mischte liegt. Wie acht, wir haben wir so, wir haben jetzt hier von morgen am Samarien, das ist hier, hier ist Rory, wie ich so gesinnt. So, die Scheibe in die Bäuerin. Wenn so die Signalen, oi, so die Signalen. This is the meaning of the mission, that he has to be bold, he has to be marked, given for him, and plastered with wine, or it means that either one is alright. Oi, you know, so she can be so busy. These are the that we need both. These are the light of glory, so we see now that in the one is in all, in giving a little to this little. So in other words, so from this Gemara it appears that the second son in the next body is in Mishneh, so he certainly is so we see. ומאחיתו מסגפת את הצלו ואת הנורח ואת הסין ואת הסבוי מכי ישראל שוכבי לשוי של פרוחים so there it is אוי סוד בסין it's mashma. So the abaya of the Gemara is in the first bubble of the Mishneh, whether it's oi or en, they so to see. But in the second bubble, it is certainly oi so to see. So the Gemara says that in the first bubble, it is they so to see. Because assuming that in the first bubble, it's also oi so to see. And in the second bubble, it's certainly oi so to see. So then you should have combined all the items in the second bubble with the items mentioned in the first bubble. She did not receive that. These are the type of only services now. Until your video will be slid. So the Gemara says no. You could say that in the first bubble it also means only services. And so why doesn't the Mishneh combine the items of the first bubble with the items of the second bubble? Because it's for different reasons. In the first bubble, the hockey is based upon moisture, upon water, the handling of water. In the second bubble, so the hockey is required because of the heat, because of the damage done by heat. So never things. It's for different reasons, so the Tan and the Mishneh does not combine the items of the first Mishneh, of the first bubble with the items of the second. Dilmor, you should go to the higher the ration, the kidimatune. The ration is so the headache is grounded in moisture. Same place it is grounded in heat. Tosh, the beauty of the Sarabog and I is a little early camp, is a little early camp. The magical talking is on the sea, the magical talking is on the sea. Time may be broken your dying. So, in other words, so we require both. Oh, boy, come here, die, boy. Hoad, so the Gemara says, Hoad, in Africa, boy, come here, die. Now they saw this. So why was it mentioned in connection with Bobby and I? So Bobby and I mean Israel. Saul and Hamid came to where he died in the boy and after. Okay, so three, four, he should be, no? Come on. Machiki is a gebet, is a zero, is a zero, is a zero. Now that's because of the heat, of the damage done by the heat. Nanos, but let's say it's in the main thing. So there are two kinds of akmone that he does around Shabbos. One akmone is dovo hamayim deva, something that is lazy. So that is only also only on Shabbos. But the other Shabbos, you are allowed to store a cup with food in something that he retains it. Retains it. And Shabbos, you're not allowed to store the gdeir with the eichot. In something that retains the heat. But Erev Shabbos Yad, Mashiach, Hatmoni is something that adds heat, not just retains the heat, but adds heat that is amazing that well, so even the Erev Shabbos is not allowed to burn. Why? Because in the special case, because if one will be allowed to be matni in something that is Mesik Hevel, so many a Jew might be led into storing it Erev Shabbos in Remetz. And then when you store something on hot coal, Remetz is hot coal, so then when you take away something, so you keep on shuffling the coal. So yeah, you might be Mavir HaKasteinetz and Haver Yeretz. So in order to prevent the Nirsh of the person being taken in Eretz, so the Chachonim Aser had money to go Amit Yitzel in Eretz. So the Mishnah mentions what materials are Mesit Bebel and what materials are not Mesit. So by Metin Amelitei, the Mishnah says it came in Loi B'Gepes, Loi B'Zebel, Loi B'Melech, Loi B'Tzid, Loi B'Chel, Bilagim B'Yivesh. So in other words, so there is a common denominator between the Din of Achokas Mizokit from Gepes, Zebel, Melech, Tzid, Sloim, and the Din of not being Matni in something Mesit Bebel. Why do you have the Malchit from Gepes? Because Gepes does damage within 3 points. So, and why aren't we allowed to be taken in Gepes? Also because it is Mesit Hevel. So the Gemara is Kashin, why should I not be slowing? So here among the items that produce heat, so slowing is mentioned. Slowing is mentioned. But Hevel then is not mentioned. In connection with that money, so Hegel is mentioned that one is not allowed to store away demo with food, Erev Shabbos, in Zen, because that is Mesit Hevel. And Sloy Flynn is not mentioned. After all, both are based upon the fact that these are certain things, certain materials that produce heat. So whatever is mentioned here in connection of the Chokmah Mizokit should be mentioned in connection with that money. Whatever is mentioned in connection with that money should be mentioned in connection with the Chokmah Mizokit. With Omar Gacy, if he should doubt on Shal Biyotom, the Hatmin is Sloy. The reason is why Sloy is not mentioned in that money in Shabbat is because it's not the Zerach of Biyotom to be taken this Sloy. Our Abaye, the Chidalkon Shal Biyotom, we had to be this itself, which is a common. The time we taking is itself, which is itself, which is a common. We moving the calculation is on because this is set aside for merchandise for sale. So mainly it's mukse. The calculation is on, but the business why you're allowed to maintain it is because it's not easy better. But otherwise, it wouldn't be permitted, even though it's not the usual way of being taken in such a thing. The answer is, though it's not the usual way, but there is still an Israel money. So the Melech, let the Mishnah mention that we're not allowed to be taken in Flint, in Sloy, because even though it's not the usual way to do it. Elomar Abay, Yadid Olovay, in other words, the neighbor is expressive. Yeah, or what is mentioned close to it. Tono ochem sloim wadim cheil. Tono ochem cheil wadim cheil. So Abaye said, the Vidachanan, that even though here choil is not mentioned, but it's mentioned over there. And over there, together with choil, are mentioned some of the items, of the other items that are mentioned here. So the Mele, that means that there is a din of Achoke in regard to Chayot. And there is a din of Akmone in connection with Sloy. So, Tone Oche Sloy, Vio Adin Chayot, Tone Oche Sloy, Vio Adin Sloy. Omer Ove, Iyagdo Reye, in other words, the Tane doesn't mention here Chayot, because it's already mentioned in Shabbos, together with some of the items that are mentioned here too as producing heat. So not just so white, so he shouldn't mention all these items. So Rabbi Yahweh raised the report of the Chodeh, raised the Chodeh and I did it. We want the Lilo. So all we have to do is just to mention all the items in one place, let's say in Borobaska or in Shabbos, and all of that. And then all of the items that is mentioned in Shabbos, Shabbos is first. So let all the items that produce heat be mentioned in the Mishnah in Shabbos. And one of these items should also be mentioned in Borobaska. So then we'll know, we'll be able to deduce, since, let's say, there are nine items mentioned in connection with Shabbos, and it's also to be marked because they produce heat. And one of these nine is mentioned here in Borobaska because it's a basic on account of the fact that it produces heat. So maybe we'll be able to draw an analogy that the other items that are mentioned in connection with Atmone are also sources of Hezek of the Elomar, also by the time we got on the Sloim, the reason is why Sloim is not mentioned in the Mishnah Atmone, you should be Mishtachel Lidele, because they are likely to break that they are the path. So the melee, by handling it, by keeping it in Sloim, it might become broken. So the melee, a person is not likely to store Sloim. So the melee is not in Moshe. And Hochan, the kindness of the Tanachel, but why was the Mishnah here in Borobaska mentioned that there is a Hoke from Hei from Zen? That Zen has a twofold capacity. On one hand, if something hot, so is placed in Zen, then it ignites. But something that is not hot, so on the contrary, so Zen can go off. So in Meile, over there we are talking about the Meile that is hot. So when it's Meile that is hot, is placed in sand, is stored in sand, then it has the capacity to be made in heaven. Mashiach in here is a question of Achotis Mizokim as against the wall, the Kenisa. The Kenisa is not something hot. So vis-a-vis something that is cold, so on the contrary, the sand will cool it off. If sand comes in contact or is close to something that is hot, so then sand will be made in heaven. But if sand comes in contact or comes close to something that is cold, so it will be current. So the more as the kashe, so in other words, so, Gemara says, Kashe. So in other words, so, what does Rabbi say? That Chayil is not a Mazik, a Kesel. Because the Kesel is not something hot. So Chayil cannot cause it any damage. But the Kashe is Rabbi, the price did mention Hachoke from Chayil. But on the Rabbi, Chayil. So Gemara says, Hotzon, Bimatun. When Kabeche says that one is Mechuyet to be Malchit Chayu from the Kitzel, he has reference to moisten, so then it can cause damage, not because of heat, but it can cause damage because of the moisture. So the Gemara has a Kashe, so let the time the Mishnah also mentions moisten, there's a Mazik, and as far as moisture is concerned, so we do not have the time to mention it, because this being the something that is moist, that has water, is a massive that requires a hockey. So it's already mentioned, but on the other side, the pool of water. So the Lord is asking, why he said, this one item that is moist is mentioned. So maybe no other item has to be mentioned because it would be just a repetition. So how is it that the Mishnah mentions Amasamayim and the Rechatakotsin, a pool of water and a pool in which laundry is sold? But it's already the same principle. So the Gemara says the reason is why the Mishnah mentions both Amasamayim and Rechatakotsin, because if one had been mentioned, we could not deduce the other. Hanukkah, leave an Amasamayim, we should be clear. Avon Rasakutsin, the Lord clear in the Lord. From the Rasakutsin, which is coming time. Avon Samai, the Lord, so it's really a thing. If Rasakutsin, Rasha, we clear Kam Samai, which is a time that we will show the Lord. Avon Zuakit is published in the Stanley in Sahel. We come to the Kaya, and the Smoke of Kosh and Lisa to Now the Mishnah says, Bahitin, es as roin mes a machisho des mir a gleichen a kinshe frischko. We have to be mark es roin and machisho the four and the a gleichen from the kinshe frischko. If he doesn't keep away three vochen from the gate cell, he doesn't keep away these three things. Three vochen, one, the gate cell, so the gate cell will be damaged. Now, so the more aspects of the Mishnah mentions, Hachoke of Zroi from the gate cell, and Hachoke of Machrisho from the gate cell. But the question is, why did the Mishnah have to mention the Zoltan? After all, you cannot sow, you cannot plant, unless you plow the earth for the land. So the melee, you have to keep it away. You have to keep it away at the distance of three walking because of the machrisha. So you take your mishachrisha. Shari hoshin chilo. Vakilu. Luizor ale, tonali machrisha. Now, first, before you put the seeds, you plant something in the land, in the earth, so you have to plow. So you already have a mazik, and you have to count on which. You have to be mouthy. So why do the Mishnah have to say you have to be mouthy because of the soil? So the Gemara says, Nafimei Mabilsya, Shezoi Gulefisho, and the more in Mati King of Afish. It's possible sometimes to put in seeds without plowing the earth. So the Mishnah has to tell us that even if he didn't plow up the earth, but as long as he puts in the seeds there, So it's not clear to keep away from the gates of the Torah. Now the Morris, the Kashi, the other. Conversely, the Mishnah says that we have to be marked from Machrisho. A Machrisho has to be kept away three Torahim from the gates. But after all, we take permission slowly, because anyone who plows is destined to be Zareah. So even if you're heavy, even if Machisho heavy, you must. So on a practical level, every time when someone is heavy, so it is immediately followed by planting, by sowing. So he has to be marked anyway because of the subsequent immediate sowing. He takes the Shizroi, which is Tam Hirsh and Sikhu Israel, Vokaton Israel. So you want to tell us, if it is the Hirish, Limonis, Shiish of Limonis, Yom Rabbi, who bore Lach and Shtachtei and Lashnichon, so he's not going to Israel. When he's Machrish, Nia Limonis, he's not going to Israel. Still, on account of the fact that he was Chaynerich, so he has to keep away of three Tvochim from the gate. Now, the Gemara Zikashi, why does the Mishnah have to tell us that when somebody plants, so he has to keep away? After all, if you plant Zoyim, so he's destined to water it very often, the Zoyim, so the water itself requires a hockey or give it one. Vedete Shammai e Timore Se stanno già solo un po' Shammai non dice mai. So he's not going to irrigate because it is going to be watered by Mikar Shammai. So the worry is that if he planted, if he wants to plant Zroim, he has to keep away at the distance of the river. Now we know as a catch. The main way, so here we say, the Mishnah says, that if somebody plants Zroim, he has to move away from the Kitzel Haveri to what? Why? Because otherwise the Zroim will undermine the foundation of the Kesa, will be damaged in the Kesa. So that means that the roots of the Zroim will spread sideways through Tvoch. Remember that the Zroim is going Komishtarashe, that the roots spread through Tvoch under the earth. Vortnan, we learned in the Mishnah in Klayim, Hamad v'chesagetem ve'avet, v'malgado v'choshnish v'tvochim, v'yobi zera oleo. If somebody bends down the bowl of the vine in the earth, in other words, he has the vine, and let's say the vine. So, he bends it in the karka, he digs one end of the boat, so the vine, he pushes beneath the karka, and then he pushes it out, so here it will be covered, and then here is karka, and he bends the bow of the vine that way, so one end comes out for truth, can be seen here, and one end of the bow of the vine can be seen here. So, Hamad has a Gefen Boreh, so suppose he was Mad, the Gefen Boreh, and here he had words, he had said. So, even now, if this end does not have free Tvochim, is not free Tvochim high, so on top of it, he cannot plant soil. Because if there is no dead end, if from here to here there isn't a height of three Tvochim in the sand, so then no probability if he will plant Zroim here on top, so then the Shoroshim of the Zroim will penetrate into the Gefen here, into the bow of the mountain. So he'll be planting quite. He'll be planting quite. Even on our brothers, we should talk in your Israel. We don't allow Abu Zuriya Sazgodi, in other words, so he's not allowed to be Zuriya Sroim on top unless there is free Tvoch here. But Minat Godi, if he wants to be Zuriya, Sroim here, even though it's less than free Tvoch from here, from the bow of the vine that is beneath the ground, he can do it. Why? Because the roots of this Zroim that will plant here, even though it's only 2 Tvochim away from this that is beneath, that is hidden in the ground, will not penetrate into this bow of the vine. So we see that the roots of this Zroim do not penetrate with Zodi. If they do not penetrate with Zodi, so why does the Mishnah say that you have to be Malchit with Zodi, Kibbut Vochim, from the Kesar? Omar Afrod Yoshim Rabbi Ezi, Mishem Afridi, Esakarke Umali Nofot Yehua. It doesn't mean the reason as to why the Mishnah says that he has to be Malchit with Vochim is not that if he's not marking the Tvochim, so then the roots of the Zroim will penetrate beneath the Kesa. No, but the roots of the Zroim will undermine and soften up the sand, and it will become like Ofat Chuach, like ground sand. Nishmach Lides HaKar Tov Malofot. Now there is a very difficult question in the Rashi. lezione. Before we cominciamo, solo una piccola cosa, che se un calcolo si so di more assume that the reason is why you have to be malchi, you would walk in public itself, because if you're not malchi, you would walk in public itself, let's say, if I plan to walk in public itself, the zloim, so then the zloim will manage, penetrate beneath the kaisa, and that this is the way that you damage the kaisa. So the more you can tell it, no, not that if you are not malchi, you would walk in, so then they'll penetrate beneath the kaisa. They'll just undermine the foundation. וזו לי כמשאר של חכוי תחנקס קאוסי. המד וחסה גנפי דפני חידי שהיא מזרועי, או, סורה שזה, המד וחסה גנפי דפני חידי שהיא מזרועי ושהיא עצמו משום יבוא, דהי קרם ביפוחס בחומי שפון עם שתיים כמי שתיים, ויחס עם חיזון אור, אין לו שלו הנה כזרע מן הגפן. נא, so, on the surface, Rashi appears to be saying that when is there, when are we happy on the Ruvie? Only when it has a Halishan cap. Now, one single vine does not have a Shem cap. In order to have a Shem cap, it must have a minimum of five vines. In other words, if we have one vine here, and one vine here, and one vine here, one vine here, and one is Yetzi Zonot. So, five vines situated that way, four in a rectangular relationship, and then one is Yetzi Zonot, so then it has a Halishan Karen, and then the Achoke of Zroi from the Karen, let's say if somebody wants to plant Zroi near a Karen, near a vineyard, how much must it be malchit? So the Mishnah Rabbeinu says it must be malchit avidas hakeren that's dalalas. That has nothing to do with the Ruvie. At the beginning of our Pascha we explained it, that the Yisar of Rabbeinu is grounded in two elements, Yivike and the Ruvie. There has to be a commingling of Yivike. And the commingling of Yivike takes place under the ground. The commingling of Yivike is not something that is Nikolai, and it's not something visible. The Yivike takes place, the commingling of Yivike takes place under the ground. But if there is just Yivike, a commingling of Yivike by itself, so then there is no Yisakwai. Because that's the aloha, that if there is a gather, if you have a vineyard here, and then there is a gather here, so you can plant all this way in the world, on the other side of the fence. But beneath the ground, there is a communion of Yinike, but that the itself line is not constituted unless we have both elements present. First of all, the communion of Yinike, and then Yomukye, that depends upon the Marasaya. That's outside, not beneath the ground. Beneath the ground, that's the Yinike. But outside, on the ground, so there we have Yomukye. So if you don't have it there, let's say you have here in California, and you want to plant Zroi, you have to move away Galadamas. Because if you don't move away Galadamas, and there is no gather that is interposed between the vineyard and the Zroi, so then we have a communing of Yudike, as a matter of fact, communing of Yudike, and design another, the communing of Yudike, and we also have your Rubie, because if the Marasayim, they are commingled together. But if you put up together, so we just have a commingling of Yinike. We don't have any of Rubie, because the Gedder is hated. The Gedder is hated. So in other words, so that we see that in order to have a Yisaklani, so then we must have two elements. Yinike, a commingling of Yinike, and also your Rubie. So Abedis are Karen, so if it has a shield of Karen, in other words, Stein, Kinegit Stein, Bachat, Jesus, oh no, five vines, then it has a Shem Keller. And then, in order to eliminate the Rubie, he must move away, the one who plants Roim, must keep away the Lamas. But, how is it by Keren Yechidin? So the Mishnah implied, Pedro by them, so says, the Rabbonim say, that if it's a Gevin Yechidin, you don't have the whole character. Stein, Kinegit Stein, Bachat, Jesus, oh no. Just one single vine. and then you are interested in what things are you. Near that fire, you don't have to move away. You don't have to move away, Galvanes, just 6 points. Habakkuk says, just 3 points. Just 3 points. Just 3 points. So, now, that Mishne, the Yoshalmi says, accords with Habakkuk. So, in other words, so even according to Habakkuk, getting the Chibi also requires there is a deal of Yomubie by getting the Chibi. But, not all the just 3 points. According to Habakkuk, 6 points. According to Habakkuk, 3 points. But if you don't keep away 3 points, so then, there is a issue of pride. Why does he say Rashi? Hamavra is a gefen gefen yechid. Shei mizroim she'etzlo, mishuliyomu. As see, by gefen yechid, there is no aloha of yerbuki. Of course there is aloha of yerbuki. Because there are two elements that are indispensable for the Yisaklai. Yidike and yerbuki. Yerbuki. So why does he say, by gefen yechid, so what does it mean? What he means, even though the washing is a little difficult, but there is no other way of explaining Kashi. Kashi means, the same kind of yavuvia that applies to a kerem. What kind of achote is required by kerem amish? Taladamis. But so the zoyim will not constitute the Yavuvye, even though it's within Daladamas. But only if it's within 6 tvachim, according to Rabbi Akiva, if it's within 3 tvachim. So again, Yechim Yishim Yisroi Yisheskon Yishim Yavu. The regular din of Yavuvye, of Daladamas, the Inkenem, because in order that the Yavuvye should be constituted, in less than Daladamas, you must have Shtan, Kirim, Shtan, Vahas, Yitzis, Onam. The Ikeri for the Chomish Vot Mishlai Ben Mishlai Ben Zizona. Elo, now again, Elo Shol Yina Kazera Min Agefen. So, it's not just Shol Yina Kazera Min Agefen. He means, because it's just Yinike by itself, so even if you have a whole Keren, so there is no misapplying. So, if you have a whole Keren, and then you have a Keren, so, Ze Seinech, Likfonot Mikar, Vi Ze Seinech, Lizrov Mikar. So what he means, Rashi says, Elushulina Kazera Minagefen, he means that it requires only a shio of 3 tvachim according to Rabakive, or 6 tvachim according to Rabakive. And it doesn't mean just Yedike, that by getting the Chidi, so the only important thing is Yedike. That's not so. There are two elements that are indispensable for the Yisakwari. What it means that Shalina Kazera Nagefen doesn't require the Avida Sakerem Shia, the Yavuvi of Avida Sakerem Taladamas. It requires Avida Sakerem, which is a much smaller Shia, just 3 tvachim or 6 tvachim. Now, that's the Shakinash. Now, let's see the cases. There is a Maram. Hamadri Chazagem, Pirush Gefen Yechidi Shumush on Beorot, became even the Sakerem Ben Zose, the way I showed, in other words, he pushes in beneath the ground one end and he pulls it out to the other end. So the two ends protrude here, but the bulk of the gefer, so is mechuse bikark, is mechuse bikark. So he said, Pirish gefer shimush beharas, we came to the gefer in the zote, mechaseyo bikarka, vimishrasho. So you cannot be Zereya here unless there is Litvah. But you can be Zereya here in Asbel, even though it's not 3 tvachim away from the Gefen that is Mechuse Bekar. What is Bekar? Mechuse Bekar, you should come up with Zereya Asbel, Dava Tashim Rochim Shem Shem Rochim, Vigayim Ima Gefen, Mitachat Akarche. In other words, there is a commingling of unity. So keep the malakalke leki of bukke shot. So kidimucha. So what it means on Maram explains it. What Tirsis means is this. In other words, of course, he cannot, when the Mishnah says that he can be Zareyam Nachloim, it means that he can plant here a Zroim, even though the Zroim that he plants here is... And according to Rav Akiva, the shiur is 3 tvachim, even though it's less than 6 tvachim, less than 3 tvachim, but there is no yerubye in respect to something that is not visible, that is mechuse, bikar. But it has to be a way, if it's Re'ehiyam Nazodim, so it can be 2 tvachim away from this part of the Gefen, that is mechuse bikarka, but it cannot be 2 tvachim away from the part of the Gefen that protrudes, because then, with the Barasayim, there will be a Rubi. So in other words, so according to Rabbanu of Rav Akiva, you can plant here, because from this end, it is more than 6 tvachim. From this end, it is more than 6 tvachim. From this part of the Gefen, it doesn't matter, because it's mechuse. But suppose you plant here, and it's 2 tvachim away, from the end of the Gefen that protrudes, that we see, so then there is a ruby. This is, now, so this is what Esau says. Keep Malachi Kaleke your ruby, as long as in respect to the part of the Gefen that protrudes, that is visible, that bulges out above the Kaleke, so there is a distance of 3 tvachim or 6 tvachim, depending upon the machlekes between Rabbanu and Rav Akiva. Kibuhaveh, Mr. Responded, they said, oh, but after all, there is a commingling of Yinike. So Jesus says, Yinike by itself is not enough. We must have both elements, Yinike and Yavuk. So it actually according, it should be Kohe both Tvachim Gefen Hayitzi Nakarke, according to Kabbalat Rabbakim. But since this Mishnah accords with Rabbakim, the Yerushalma says, the Rashi says, that the Yerushalma says that this accords with Rabbakim, so Tetzre says, Kishin Reya Adzodi Birohe, Gimu Tvachim Gefen Hayitzi Nakarke. In other words, he's Reya here. He's Reya here. So this is, it's less than 3 Tvachim from here, but it's 3 tvachim removed from the end that bulges out. And according to Rabbanon, it must be vav tvachim. The karkim totzata lakir rubil mal makarka, umikom lakim osu Yisrael gabo, mipnei shah shoshim. So then the question arises now. Yinike by itself doesn't have constituted itself by. Only if you have both elements. Yinike and Yerubim. So that's the reason as to why. If it is 3 tvachim away from the part of the Gefen that bulges out, so then it's all right, even though it's less than 3 tvachim away from the part of the Gefen that is hidden in the ground. Because there is no Yerubim. So then it should be mutar to plant soil on top here too, even though it's less than 3 tvachim. Because as far as Yinike is concerned, so true, if there is less than 3 tvachim, so then there is a commingling of Yinike. But the commingling of Yinike by itself without the element of Yerubie does not constitute any supply. So, Yinike, there is always, also in, there is a Yinike within Gimel tvachim. In the Nilon, so there is a Yinike within Tezayim. But even in Zoyim, so there is a Yinike, a commingling of Yinike, if there is less than 3 tvachim. So, but Yinike by itself doesn't constitute any self-lying. So it has to be combined with the element of Yerubie. But since it's covered, so even if the height of the scent here is less than 3 tvachim, but there is no Yerubie, that's the kasha that Rav Akiva says. So he says, מקום כמו של ישראל גבו, מפני שהשורשים נכנוסים בשיח הגפן, והבא כמרתי זרועים בירו, דיוסה, because if, let's say, it's less than 3 tvachim, the height here of the sand, and then he'll plant here, on top of the tvachim, so what will happen? The roots of the zrohim, of the vegetables, that he will plant here, will shoot into the Gefen. So then he will be able to be of multiplying. So it'll be pure diet. Now, is one allowed mamish to be mounted to your diet? Client, in fact not. So what difference does it make whether he takes a branch of a vine and the roots of soy and he puts them together in the ground, or he just plants here on top and the roots of those soy will penetrate, will shoot forth into the ghetto. So the mayor is marking your diet, that's why it's awesome. The havoc in Malkim Zoyim, be on those. We take a mayor in Lokakefe, after you show, even now we say, I'll be in the show, and she in Koshi, Mutal is real, God of Kenegashay, do you have she in Koshi, Shazera, this is Hayimon, she in Koshi, I will get a show, ah, Hashino. Vai pirche mozuri bi yoshalme bi gmore da khmish. Bes mir vai na kese bi mozuri. O magabe ba khone mit od mas bi vai bi sat kese khabe yere. Ich sin khat la khmas bi tie wa otlo bi Israel. Va nam nam bes mir vai na kese shleish tvochi. Shleish tvochi. So di mor seis hosom in other words bi shefri. In other words, if there is a lot of miraglayim, so then it will do damage to the keser. But just if it just passes water once, besides the keser, it will not do any damage. Toshma. Lo yish bechol ma'im besides the keser, tigrim mutvochim, so you are in the terrace, and I'm bishay. Toshma. Lo yash bina, odo ma'im besides the keser, tigrim mutvochim, and I'm in the keser, levay. Our keser, so abonim. So not bricks, that's harder, it's sturdier, so it doesn't have to be malachi, yimutvach. But only in love shall we ask, vikamo tefk, and we shall tsume, if it is of rock, so then it is so hard, it doesn't have to be malachi kolbir. So but it says, lo yashkin olo mal misakti shal chaveire. So tiyuf. So yuf de rabo vachone tiyuf. Vo rabo vachone chokoma, but doesn't he mention the Pasuk in Rochim? So apparently, I mean, of course, that was mentioned as by the Novi as a glory against Achor. But Agavuche, it implies that there is no reason to be mashkin with a case where you shall have a rape. Hoso Mohim, a few minutes in Dalatelish, the wounded the Kiria, we shall be no way. Umay Milkal. So the clue was that there will be no solid opponent to Beis Achor, that not even a dog will remain, will survive in Beis Achor. Omar Rav Tumye Bar Kisne Omar Shmuel, Rokik, now here starts the sugya of Tum. Rokik in Mimayi Bechaloi. Now suppose there is a mess in one room, and there is an adjoining room, and the tombs are closed, there is no opening between one room and the other, between one house and the other. So even though the mess is in one room, so anyone who is in the other room, that he joins it, but there is a case so that is chaitzed, so the tomb doesn't spread. But if there is an opening, how much of an opening? If you say a tefach, tefach al tefach, behum tefach, in all three dimensions, it's tefach. So if there is an opening between one house and the other, tefach al tefach behum tefach, so then the tumah spreads. So in other words, if let's say there are two houses and there is one wall that is chetzed between the two houses, but there is a hole in the wall, and the hole is tefach al tefach behum tefach. So then. If that is Pesach Tefach, the whole, so there is a mess in one room, in one house, so anyone who is in the other house, in the other room, is also known. Let's say if there is a Kayan, and the Kayan is not allowed to be in the other room, but if there is a hole in the wall, and it's less than Pesach Tefach, So then the king is allowed to stay down. So, Hoki, can you imagine how a... Suppose there is a hole. There is a hole in the wall. But he took a wafer. And then he stuck the wafer in the hole. So the question is that Nimayi the Pesach Tefach, the hole or not? Now, the klal is that only something that a person is mivati, that it should stay there. So, that he is not likely to move it away, let's say, short. Masheike, if the person, if no probability, the person is going to take away that thing that he stuck, the plug, so then it's not in mind. So Shmuel says, Rokik gave me my chal. My Rokik, Rokik means it's a thinking, a wafer. But why not the Rokik in my chal? Even a thick piece of cake. After all of another, so Gemara says, Loi mi boyo, Loi mi boyo, Loi mi boyo, Vo, Kim de Arzalei, Loi mi vato. Because if you have a thick cake and you push it in to fill up the hole in the wall, now, if it's a thick cake, a very big cake, a thick cake, so by being pushed in the hole of the wall, it will not become worse. And people are still likely to eat that cake, even though it was used to fill up a hole in the wall. Mashem cake. So that is a certainty that since it's still eatable, and no one is going to reject it because of disgust, so melee it doesn't become bottom to the wall. It's because the person who put in the cake, so in all probability, he will take it away because he would like to eat it. So of course, a thick cake does not reduce the Pesach Tefach. But Rokik is a thin wafer. So then when you put in a hole a wafer, so then it becomes moist. So then you could say that he's mevatel it because he's not going to eat it anyway. So he's ready to leave it there in the hole. I will walk in the mirror saying to be true mevatel it, komasha. Because in all probability it's not going to remain there. Alright. We take play the Havali Dogo Shom Kabul Tume, because Dogo Shom Kabul Tume, in the Hitzit with Neatome. In the Hitzit with Neatome. In other words, anything that is Mikabul Tume is not Hitzit. I mean, because of that, let's say, many times in a play, so there is a casket, and all with a mess that is on the play, and even though there is a separate compartment in the play, but between the plane itself, where the Kayan sits, and the special compartment where the oven is kept, there is a metal mechitze. Now metal, so pshutik lematres is mikabel tume. So mainly it's not chitze, so it's considered as if it hadn't been chotzus, as if there had been an opening. There is no opening in the plane. There is a solid mechitze that is interposed between the inside of the plane where the cane sits and the baggage compartment where the organ is kept. But since it's steel, it's not wood, it's steel, so putatively it is not becoming tumme. If that mechitze had been out of wood or of plastic, so there wouldn't be a plastic, so a cane would be allowed to be in the plane. But since it's made out of steel, so the mele and pshutik lematres is mikabel tume, so the mele the tume spreads, so Ikea is not allowed to go this way if there is an arm of a mess, if there is an arm of a mess in the baggage compartment. Why? Because the havli dogo shu mikabel tume, the chol dogo shu mikabel tume in chitz. Now that does not mean that if there is, let's say, if there is a mess in a building, if there is a mess in a building, a big building, and if someone is in one room, and the door to the hall where the mess is Or let's say the other way around. Let's say the mess is in the room, not in the hospital. Let's say sometimes in the hospital. So let's say it takes some time until the mess who dies in a certain room is taken out. So, but if the door is closed, then if it is, and many times, many doors, so it's made not out of wood, it's made out of the metal, of steel, so then we don't have that problem. Why? Because there it's mechuber. And the Rebbe Yehuda says, he mentions a raya from the Mishnah in Keri, that even though Tomush will say Chibrei, now mechuber cannot be mikabutumim. Now, but we pass in the Tomush will say Chibrei is how Tomush, we discuss it in the quotes. Tomush will say Chibrei is how Tomush, so the mele, a steel door should be mikabel tumah, even though it's installed in the building. It's installed in the building, so it should be mikabel tumah because it's originally it was tolush. We say chibre and we pass it. Tolush, we say chibre is hamet tolush. No, so it's not mikabel tumah. Why? Because these doors are especially made for the purpose of being installed in a mechuber deke edifice. So the mele, so the Rebbe Yehuda says, he mentions a raya in Mishnah Keli, that when we say the Torah, we say chibrei ha-Torah, if the thing that is Torah was not manufactured for the purpose of being installed in mechuber, but then later on he happened to install it in mechuber, but if the thing that is installed in the chuvah, at the time it was manufactured, it was made. So it was manufactured for the purpose of being installed and incorporated into the chuvah. So then we do not say Tomish is a chuvah. So in other words, so vis-a-vis, let's say, a steel wall, a steel door that is in the hospital, let's say. So then, if let's say a mess is in one of the rooms, someone just died in one of the rooms. And if the door is closed, so if a Kayan will pass by in the hall while the door is closed, so he will not be able to himself of Tumilimes. Why? Because this steel door is not Tumilimes, because it's Mechubia, and even though it's Tumilimes, it's a Tumilimes, but it was manufactured for the purpose of being installed in Mechubia. Masha'im came the doors and the walls in the plane, so that's not Mishmanesh, that's not Mechubah. So, and Pshutikli Matres is Mikabu Tume. So, mainly it's not Chetzis, even though we have a solid door that is Mas. So, the Gemara has the Kashi, we typically have the Gomor Shu Mikabu Tume, the Chodomor Shu Mikabu Tume in the Chetzis. So, even if the intention of the person had been to let the wafer stay there all the time, fill up the hole, to be mivatlet, it still could not be chaitzis. So the tumah should spread because a wafer is an echo, it's becoming tumah. So the Gemara says, sheyimash be peiris, in order that an echo should be mikabel tumah, so it must be qualified for kabbalas tumah by coming in contact with mayim or one of the shiva mashim. Vash, Homo, Yayin, one of the Shiva Mashkin. But suppose the cake is mixed not in water. The cake is mixed not in water. It's mixed in the peiris, so then even if the sheretz comes in contact with it, so it cannot be mikabel tumah. So the mele, here, Rachtumi Bakis, Neomar Shmuel is reference to a rokik that was mixed in the peiris, let's say in orange juice. So the mele, it cannot be mikabel tumah. Since it cannot be mikabel tumah, so it could be chetzis, except for the fact that the person who put the wafer in the hole in the wall, so did not have the intention to limit them. Alright. Means kupa b'yetem b'chom tzmiyot b'yimes, amonokim b'chalein. And then there is a mess in the bayis, and there is a chalein, a window, a hole, from that bayis to another bayis. The question is, now, the chalei means a hole. That's what chalei means. So, Some mail that the Tumashu spread from the bias in which the mess is kept to the other bias that enjoys it. But there is a box that is filled up with straw, and the hope is that is packed with things. So that fills up that hole. So it's also. So the question is it me? Is it the same? So maybe it's considered like a solid wall that is interposed without any Pisayach Teva hole, or the Teva, the Kupo that is Meir Teva and the Chovia that is Meir Kreikres is not, cannot be seen. So wait, Kol Sheilino Tumir Chayim Teva Kreikres Lamin Bikli Atzmon Chayitzitzi Chayitzitzi. So in other words, so two things can be considered as constituting the chatziti, the mechitzi, the kupo itself. Now the kupo is mikabutum, so the kupo cannot be chitzis. But dal kupo miyoch, there is seven. So even if you didn't have, even if you didn't have the kupo. So through the kupo per se cannot be chitzit, because the kupo per se is mikavitum. It's a kayo, it's mikavitum. But it's filled up, it's packed with straw. The straw itself, let's say, suppose you broke off the lids of the kupo and you threw them away. And then, so you still would have a lot of straw that is obstructing, that is filling up the hole, the chalei. So let that constitute the mechitze. So it depends. Kol shiyui not lichintelik reslamim v'atzmon chitzi. Now we are dealing here with great res that never came in contact with water, because in the great res, what are great res? Dry things. If they came in contact with water, so then they can become tume and the scorch of eich. But suppose they never came in contact with water, so as eichel they couldn't be mikavutumim. But the bag, the chobies is mikavutumim. But sometimes you have many figs pressed together, and they could stand and remain there intact, even if the chobies had been removed. So if the situation is such that the depressed figs could remain standing as it was without the chobies, so then dal chobies miyochi. So too the chobies couldn't constitute in the chitzim, couldn't be chitzim, but the figs themselves. But if without the chobies, so they would fall apart, the figs do not adhere to each other so tightly. And without the chobies, they would fall apart, the individual figs. So the figs themselves couldn't constitute the mechitzeh. And the chobies is a dobram kabutum. So the question is, but if they could stand by themselves without the kupor, without the chobies, then it is. It is chaitzeit. But Shmuel says that chokik is not chaitzeit. Why isn't chokik chaitzeit? Because the person is very likely, the person who put in the wafer is likely to move it away. So Teven, what is Teven used for? As food, as fodder for the behemoth. So in other words, so even if the Teven could stand there by itself without the kupor, but the person, the buyer of the tenant is not going to allow his tenant to stay there all the time. Let's say he might any minute, he might come any minute and take away the tenant in order to use it as food for his behaviors. So the mail it should not become bottle to the wall. So the mail it should not be hated. Whatever Chazal can take. So the boy if he tell it beside where it's near come. When it's rotten. So in other words, he cannot use it as food for the behemoth. So Mele is not going to take it away. So Mele, the Teven, becomes bottle to the wall. So the melee, it's hated. So the Gemara says, even if it is rotten, even if the tavern is rotten, it's near car, so, but still, chozoritino, it can still be adapted into clay. So in other words, since it can be adapted into clay, so the buyer, in all probability, might any minute take it away and make and use it for clay. So maybe it should not become bottle. So the Gemara says these became, in other words, we are dealing with the case where it has thorns, so the melee could not be converted into clay. So the melee, he's not going to take it away from the wall, from the chalei. So the melee becomes bottle. So the Gemara says, it's not a kasha. Even if it has thorns, it still can be used. Chozva Soki can make a fire with that, with the straw, with the straw. So since he can use it, so the bilingual might and didn't take it away. So the Gemara says, Mastune, we are dealing here with moist straw. So maybe he cannot make a fire. So the Gemara still has another kasha. Chozalesi golo. If something moist straw, you cannot make a little fire. But if you want to make a big fire with a lot of straw, so even though it's moist, you can make a big fire. So in other words, since it can be adapted for something, for a certain use, so the binding might take it away and adapt it for making a big fire, so it should become bottled. So the Gemara says, so we assume that the binding will not take it away. Now the question is, why do we say that if the graves, the dry figs, are pressed together in such a firm way that even without the hobbies they could remain standing? So it's hated, but it shouldn't become bottom to the chalei, to the wall. Why? Because in the violin, why should the violin just abandon it after all he can eat it? Or mashmuel bishi trifu, when it's wormy, so it's not going to take it away. So the Gemara is the kashi, hay chobies echadam ye, yidi pum yalibba, he uvetechet. Now we are dealing here with what kind of, usually chobies in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, the Braise, has reference to a klechas, a chobies, a barrel. So he has reference to a klechas. So now klechas is only mikabu tume mitechet, but not migabe. Now, if the mess, let's say, is in this one, in this bite, and then there is another bite, and here there is a chalein, and he pushes the chobies, and he pushes the chobies in the chalein. So how does he place the chobies? If he places, the mouth, the opening of the chobies. If the opening of the chobies is not towards the mess, but the other way, so he repetes. So then it's not become to make the hands. Don't the hands in the time of the gabe. Elon the pumiligab. In other words, we have reference to a case where the mouth, the opening of the chobies, is towards the place with the mess. Is in this room, and the opening of the chobies is here, so and he places the chalei in that way, so that means, so it's become a tumme mitech. Elo the pumle ga, mi boi say me, leilo the pumle ba, vachet ma yaskino the chobies on matres. Now matres is become a tumme migabe. Meis, asom shato shom micho bechalei, oi shom ma'alein bechalei neis. ומקלימי ישן במשל משל שורש ואי ואמר בו שרב גדולים בין ומחי ואי ואי ואמר בו שרב גדולים בין ומחי ואי ששוחים בחלי ובתחולים שיושב בחלי ובין שני נודת מין זה פיטס אנו המון בחלי והמלח הוא כלי חרס וסדרתירו כולו ממעטי בחלי. So in other words, if there is a mess in one bite, and there is a chalein opening between that bite in which the mess happens to be, and the other bite, the joint bite, But he fills up the harem with various things, with plucked out grass, or grass that grew by itself, or bags that are very small, that do not have sholish al sholish, its voids, or either big boss or ambergonis, the behavior of the chayim. In other words, a limb, an organ of a behemoth that hangs on to the behemoth, it mostly is already detached, but it still hangs on. It still hangs on to the behemoth. And suppose that either that still hangs on to the behemoth is standing on the ground, the behemoth, but there is one leg of the behemoth that is pushed in the chalei. Is pushed in the chalei. Or veiv shok b'chalei, veiv chomish yosha b'chalei, u ben shnei yamin b'chalei, v'amelach salt, a pile, a long top salt. That is pushed in the chalei. Uch klichers, v'sivateira, the sivatoa, is pushed in the chalei. Kulo mimati b'chalei. So they reduce the pesiach tefach, and it's chaitzitz. אבל השלג והבורות והגליק והכפיר והמים. I mean, what do you mean, mine? How could mine fill up the chalei? In other words, if it's a little, it's like, it's a little solidified, the mine is a little solidified, that it could fill up, otherwise mine could fill up the chalei, it will drop immediately to the ground. But if it's a little solid, a little bit of a solid, kulam in matim the chalei. So it's mentioned that Asodim Shetol Shon and the Stocket in the Chalein, so that is in Chitze and it's Chitze. But Rav Tumi Bar Kisno Mashmuel says that something that is person is likely to take away any time, that the violin is likely to take away any time, is does not become bottled to the Kesar. And it's not divided, so Asodim is also the one who put the Asodim is likely to take it away, so it shouldn't be the mind. Vasov is chosen vente, he needs it. He can give it this food to the behemoth. So the Gemara says, Ve'afraste, well, it's a poisonous grass. It's a poisonous grass, so he's not going to give it for the behemoth. So he'll leave it there. Now, it's mentioned also in Sholom Aleh, grass that grew by itself. So keep the kosher case al shotel, that's why. So al pedini is mechuyev to pluck it out because it will do damage to the kesel nearby. So maybe it should not become bottled since al pedini is mechuyev to take pluck it out. Oh my abe, the kesel chove. We are doing here where the whole vicinity is an abandoned place. It's a chove. So maybe there is no damage. Damage to what? There is no, everything is abandoned. Hakopa ma'afiru b'keisel yishu b'boyin chutz l'shleishol chalein. It can even deal in a residential place. But it just happens that the nearest keisel is more than 3 tefachim away from his chalein. So in Meile, he doesn't have to be malachit. So in all probability, he'll live it there. Alright. So it becomes part of the case. Machlinuye is rags. Small pieces of rag, if that is stuck in the chalein, so it's chaitzit. So the Gemara asks, chozer lichriye dilibushe, after all it can be adapted into a patch, let's say sometimes a beggar is kohua, yes, he needs a piece of material to make a patch. So this piece of rag can be adapted into a patch. So the Gemara says, Bismichte. Bismichte, when it's very thick, so maybe it cannot be used for a patch. So the Gemara says, Chozolumne. Chozolumne, I mean the days when they used to be makis dam, bloodletting. So they had to have a piece of rag for bloodletting. So in other words, it could still be used. And if it could be used, so maybe he's likely to take it away in a minute. So he doesn't become what the chalei. So the Gemara says, Biriske. Biriske. So we decide, in other words, if it's very, if it scratches, if it is the kind of a leg that scratches, so mainly it could not be used by Matis Dad. There is Iberiske. So what is Iberiske? She Ewen Shomish al Shomish She Ewen Abu al Abu Nibot. Because the Torah mentions Ishi of Gimel al Gimel and Ishi of Abu al Abu in connection with Sak, a Sek. So in connection with a Sek, in other words, in connection with a Sek, so then the Shi of Bimi Kalutume is Abu al Abu. Here it's mentioned Gimel al Gimel. So apparently we're not dealing with a real set, with a real set. So why does it mention Sholish Sholish? Sholish Sholish. So Shezeu Shio Sosak, Ibn Abba Abba, Shezeu Shio Sosak. So the Gemara says, Kings, in other words, not dealing with a real set. But in other words, it has the same, it's similar to a set. In other words, that it scratches. So mainly it could not be used by blood letters. So the shio is Gimel al Gimel to be Kavutume. But if it doesn't have Gimel al Gimel, so mainly it's not be Kavutume. Vaiva ma bosar akudoli bideimo uvichayo. So that can be said the same. In other words, if there is a baby standing on the floor beneath, and then one even one fall leg or high leg of the behemoth of the chayo that is just hanging down to the behemoth is pushed into the chalein, so it says. So the Gemara says, but in low probability he'll take it away. It doesn't even have to take it away. The Bible doesn't have to take it. It'll go away itself, it'll run away itself. Out your last leg. The behemoth, the chayo will run away. Do not stay there and keep the hind leg or the fall leg in the chalein. So the Gemara says, be sure when it's tired, so it cannot go away. So the Gemara says, shoch it away. But the Bible will shecht it and use it lachile. So the Gemara says, with mayo. Let's say, a behemoth mayo, let's say, like a horse, a donkey. So he cannot shecht it. So the Gemara says, mazbul linochli. He still can use it. Why should he leave it there? He can make use of it. He can sell it to linochli. So the Gemara says, bikhusho. Where it is so clean, that no one will buy it. Posik shalom l'klomi. So the buyer might cut it up into portions and give it as food for klomi, for dogs. So the Gemara says, "Kim v'ketzal v'yachayim l'yot." The person is not going to be an arzor and to cut it up. So in other words, he'll leave it there. He's not going to take it. V'eiv sheshot, now, it's also mentioned v'eiv sheshot v'chalei, if there's a bird that fills up the hole. So the Gemara is the kashi, how can it be said, say, porach v'ozel? So the Gemara is the tenet of the kosher, when it's tired. Shochet leg, if it's an eftoi. So the Gemara is the tenet, no, you are dealing with eftoi. Mazmun inochi. So the Gemara says, kalanisi, it's a certain kind of a bird that no one will buy it. If kochushme, being old shumon. So in other words, it's not going to take it away, so it becomes what? Yai play reyinuke, but it's good as a toy for a child, so it's still take it away and give it as a toy to a child, so it must be sorry for its scratches. So it cannot be used by a child. So more asks, you just said that there's reference to a special type of a bird called kalaniso. Kalaniso in the south, it doesn't scratch. Cane kalaniso, in other words, very lean, like the kalaniso. So mainly no one will buy it. And at the same time it scratches, so it cannot be used by a child as a toy. Now with Khodim Yoshe Bachalein, and he fills up, the Akum fills it up. So Rikhovim, why is it mentioned in Rikhovim? Why not Yisroel? The answer is Yisroel is in Kalutume. So if Yisroel sits, if Yisroel sits on the window, he cannot hate this because he's Mikabutume. But Enochri is not Mikabutume. If Enochri touches a mess, he doesn't become Kame. Only Yisroel can be Mikabutume. So, when Yisroel is Yoshim Chalein, so he says, So the Gemara says, Kovi Ozma, he's not going to stay there. He'll walk away. He coughs. So that where he stopped. That's what the Gemara asks. But in all probability, a neighbor will pass by, will see him tired, he'll untie him. So he's not going to remain there. Also, Havashome, bin Tzeira. So that's contagious. If he's a leper, who is a leper, he sits on the lane. I mean, we apply it to unusual situations. In other words, the deen is there. The fact that it can only happen in very, very infrequently doesn't matter. We want to tell us that we are interested in telling us the deen. So the Gemara says, bin Tzeira. So he's a leper. A leper is contagious. So even if a neighbor, a friend will pass by, he'll be afraid to untie him, lest he'll become infected with leprosy. So, also Mitzir Chavar Shorek, if there is one leper, so there is another leper. So the other leper has nothing to be afraid of, because he's a leper already. So he might untie him. Elo b'chushim olos. In other words, so I suppose that Bisman Chazal, Bisman Atanoim, so it was very common, you know, for the Malchus as a punishment for a certain person, you know, who committed a certain crime, to place him, instead of keeping him in a dungeon, in prison, to place him in a chalei. That was the punishment. So no one is allowed to untie, because the Malchus wouldn't allow. So the melee becomes one. Now, if it is an evil and miscarried fetus, so if that is placed in the chalei, so that is chaitzeit, so the Gemara says kasher, but according to not to be about his neck or mashuel, so anything that might be removed in a minute, so it's not chaitzeit, even though it wasn't removed, but if we anticipate, if it's likely that it will be removed, it cannot be chaitzeit, even though it turns out that it wasn't. So here too, I mean, a miscarriage, in other words, it's not a miscarriage, it's a mishmina. Mishmina means that the woman, the mother gave birth to a baby, but the baby is premature, and he's a mishmina. So the mother, he happens to be in the window, but the mother will certainly take him away. So the Gemara says, so he does more scholarship, asking the Dalai, his mother, the mother of the premature baby, will lift him, will take him away. So the Gemara says it has reference to Shabbos, when it was on Shabbos. And in other words, in the bites there is a mess, and then there is another bites, and there is a geisa, and there is a chalei, and there is a kisiyach tefach in that chalei. And then this premature baby filled up that chalei. Very unusual situation, and be Shabbos. So then the mother is not allowed to take him away. And of course we are talking of the time when all the Jewish women are zoyer, I mean, and comply with the dinim. So this time you've been shmino, arim, to heaven, we also without him be Shabbos, even though he's living. But a premature baby is considered like an heaven, it's mukti. We also without him be Shabbos. Avoli me seicha olofu mikosim desakon. But the mother has to nurse the baby, so she can to move him not. But wherever the premature baby is, the mother can bend down and nurse that baby, because there is no isel of touching muktzeh. There is an isel of moving muktzeh. So just by bending down and nurse the baby, she is not mitalt from the baby. Avoli me seicha olofu mikosim desakon. Now this aloha that ben shmeinu ari ukev and biyosu metalto with the Shabbos, it doesn't mean that if someone is born prematurely, so in other words, he's considered like a mess. He's not considered like a mess. He says, Avolini Sikhalo from the crossing of Neasakon. So in other words, the mother can nurse him. He's a mess. I mean, what's the purpose of nursing him? But what's the aloha of ben shmeinu ari ukev? In other words, ben shmeinu, a premature baby, so is considered, even though he was already born and is out of the mother's womb, But Al-Bidir is considered as if he is still in the mother's womb. Inasmuch as in the mother's womb, so he has not attained the required embryological